This is side B of tape number 2. And we were speaking of government sources. So let's look at the ones via intimidation. And of course, number 1 is the Internal Revenue Service. And remember, it is a private collection agency for private banking concerned, called the Federal Reserve and the World Bank. Then you have OSHA, O-S-H-A. And then you have the Census Bureau. So all sorts of threats come to you. If you don't follow these rules, I don't know what they tell you they will do to you, but you must not fail to fill in and send back your census form, for instance. And the principles of this are that citizens will almost always make the collection of information easy. If he can operate on the free sandwich principle of eat now and pay later, he'll fill out any form. If he can postpone paying while he has and uses. Other government sources are, hold your breath, surveillance of the U.S. mail. This has been going on, obviously, for a long time, if this was written in 1947, precious ones. Other government sources can include anything. Anything. Because the government now has access to everything. So let's look at the habit patterns of this programming as it's going on, and look at the strengths and weaknesses. Activities are looked at, such as sports and hobbies and so forth. And then, of course, this legal octopus that controls you through fear, anger. Your response, in other words. And of course, if you have a crime record, it's there for them to use. They use hospital records, right down to when you are sensitive to a drug, that goes on record. Reactions to pain and so forth. They know exactly how to manipulate you through these things. Your psychiatric records, your fears, angers, disgust, adaptability, reactions to stimuli, violence, suggestibility, or hypnosis, pain, pleasure, love, sex, anything. They can do their little polls. They know what is the number one rated program, for instance, on the air, and it's violent. These days, it is violent. And you demand more and more and more violence. They have to show you more and more and more brutality, such as with Rodney King, to make you ultimately demand troops, military troops, federal troops into your community. They can get records from your methods of coping, your methods of adaptability, and your behavior. They can find this out by the consumption of alcohol, consumption of drugs, entertainment, religious factors influencing behavior, and all other methods which are used to escape from reality. The payment modus operandi, the old MO, the pay on time, and so forth. So they look at the payment of telephone bills, energy purchases, that's electricity, gas, so forth. Water purchases, repayment of loans, house payments, automobile payments, payments on credit cards. All are kept accurate, track of, and entered into data systems. They look at political activity and glean great amounts of information. Great amounts of information as to who are the troublemakers and who are the ones that will just go along with plan. They look at, and from this activity they can discern belief systems, contacts, position, strength and weaknesses, activities, and projects activities. how you handle things. These are carefully monitored by responses as you go about fitting into these politically reactions or sensitivity areas. They get legal inputs for behavior control. They use any excuse for investigation, search, arrest, or employment of force to modify behavior. And you see, you have now voted in the ability of the enforcement arm to come in and literally search and seize right in your own home or on your private person. This is the first thing that one's going on probation or taking a lesser penalty from say a court. We'll have plea bargaining, and guess what happens? Or we will let you go to school, and we will put you on probation rather than make you serve. But first of all, you have to agree to give up all rights, and they will even say your constitutional rights, and you are subject to seizure of any goods on you, search at any time of your person or property, and you sign this away in exchange for this little bit of so-called freedom. So what else is open? Court records, police records, your driving record, any reports made to the police, any insurance information, and they even know anti-establishment acquaintances of yours. And every time you contact them. So let's look at the national input information. Mostly business sources. The biggest being the IRS, for instance. Prices of commodities. They go and check sales. They check investments in stock and inventory, production tools and machinery, buildings and improvements, and of course the stock market. Let's look at banks and credit bureaus. They can get credit information and absolute payment information. So you've got miscellaneous sources to fall back on. And these, of course, are the polls and surveys, publications, telephone records, and energy and utility purchases. They're all on record. They all go into the massive Big Mother computer. So let's look at a list of outputs. Now, we've gotten inputs. Let's look at the outputs. The outputs create control situations, the ability of manipulation of the economy, and hence society. And control by control of compensation and income. And what is the sequence of this? It allocates opportunities. It destroys opportunities. Controls the economic environment. Controls the availability of raw materials. Controls capital. Controls bank rates. Controls the inflation of the currency. Controls the possession of property. Controls in industrial capacity, controls manufacturing, controls the availability of goods and commodities, controls services, the labor force, and so forth, controls payments to government officials, controls the legal functions, controls the personal data files, uncorrectable by the party slandered, by the way, controls advertising, media content, material available for TV viewing. Disengages attention from real issues. This is a biggie. Engages emotions. Creates disorder, chaos, and insanity. Controls design of more probing tax forms. Controls surveillance. Controls the storage of information. Do you realize you're getting there, precious ones? This was a sequence. This was a sequence starting with allocation of opportunities, and now you're already up here. Creates disorder, chaos, and insanity. My gosh, you're there. Controls design of more probing tax forms. You're there. I mean, they even had to make laws to reduce the complexity of these tax forms. It controls or allows surveillance, and you welcome it. It controls the storage of information, and you welcome it. Develops psychological analysis and profiles of individuals, and you demand it, so that you know who these criminals might be that they tell you are your enemy, while it's they themselves who are your enemy. They control legal functions, which is simply a repeat of controlling legal functions. You have no judicial system. They control legal functions, and you become helpless. Then this beast controls sociological factors, control of health options. This system preys on weaknesses. It cripples all strengths because you demand it. And it leeches your wealth and very substance. This list could go on because it covers everything. And you're there. They've accomplished all of that. All of that. And so what has been their strategies? Number one, keep the public ignorant and allow from that to get less public organization. Then they get access to control points. That's prices, check on sales. They control that. And from that they get required reactions to outputs, and then they get that feedback to use back against you. A major thrust is to create preoccupation, because this lowers defenses. A big one is to attack the family unit, and this gets control of the education of the very young. They give you less cash and more credit and more dolls. This is to get more self-indulgence, more data, and more control of you. They have to attack the privacy of the very church where you practice your religion, because this destroys faith in this sort of government. Use social conformity. This creates really computer programming simplicity, because they can just, in your strive for individualism, all you really do is go and become a part of the mass that is now proclaiming individuality. In other words, the one who cuts his hair in an Apache hairdo once all ones are having the hairdo, you see, it becomes very simple. And you are therefore programmed to do that. Everybody's doing it, so I will do it too. They have to minimize the tax protest. And that's to get maximum economic data with minimum enforcement. You can see this orchestrated perfectly through a Leona Helmsley situation, where at tax time they come on and they hit big. And that brings all the rest of you little ones into line right fast. Even though it is unconstitutional, no due process of law, no consideration for those things, just brute force and power. They have to stabilize the consent coefficients so that you have total simplicity in the entire mechanism, you see. They have to have tight control over the variables involved. This gives simpler computer input data and, in return, greater predictability. And pretty soon, total predictability. They have to establish boundary conditions. This simplifies problems. And it gets solution of differential and difference equations. They have to have proper timing. This causes less data shift and less blurring of the focus. You have to have minimum resistance to any kind of control. It really helps, you see, if you can require that the mass of the populace rise up and demand control, which you are now doing, you see. You have come to the end of the strategy table. It's all worked so far. Because through this, they can get maximum control over you from every direction. Force and police control was what they were really looking for, and you began to give it back to them, you see, in Los Angeles last week. And they have to maximize that control to obtain their ultimate objective. And one of the ultimate objectives is collapse of the currency. Because when you collapse the currency, you get the destruction of the faith of the American people in one another. So let's look at the diversion, which is the primary strategy. And you'll note that experience has proven that the simplest method of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of basic systems principles on the one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. Now, how do you achieve this? It's achieved by disengaging their minds, sabotaging their mental activities by providing a low-quality program system design. In other words, sloppy, nonsense, idiotic presentations in the design and in economics, and by discouraging technical creativity. By engaging their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities. By how? Unrelenting emotional affrontations and attacks. Mental and emotional rape, it's called. By way of a constant barrage of sex, violence, and wars in the media, especially the television and in the newspapers. Are you there, America? And you give them what they desire in excess. You give them junk food for thought, and you deprive them of what they really need, and they'll love you. And next, you rewrite history. You rewrite history and law, and you subject the public to the deviant creation, thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to fabricated outside priorities, and you fall for it every time. Every time you fall for it. These things preclude their interest in and discovery of the silent weapons of social automation technology. Works every time. The general rule is that there is profit in confusion. The more confusion, the more profit. Therefore, the best approach is always to create problems and then offer the solutions. Then they will follow your solutions. They will ignorantly follow anything you present to them. So let us look at a little summary of this. In the media, you have to keep the adult public attention diverted away from the real social issues. And you have to keep them captivated by matters of absolutely no real importance. In the schools, you have to keep the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history. You have to write out what you don't want in the old history books and put in what you do want to better manipulate and make laws. And here we can utilize the subject of the German Holocaust or the Jewish Holocaust or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter whether or not it adds up mathematically. If it does not, you will make a law that requires that it be accepted. And that lie is then put into your history books. Now, I use that as an example simply because it is the most argued over example. And the most blatant laws have been made against being able to speak out against this orthodox view in favor of truth. So let's look at entertainment. You have to keep the public entertainment below the sixth grade level. Well, I look at it and I think that sixth grade level is very high. It is atrocious what has happened. You have made the fathering image, the parent image, totally stupid, laughable. Except that it is so sad, it is no longer laughable. There's a place for humor. And you have become a comedy of idiocy. Let's look at work. You just keep the public busy, 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 busy. And you don't give them time to think. You know, when you're not at work, you are in front of that box, or you are out playing golf, or you are doing something. They must get you to the point where you never sit down to read and think. In other words, all they do is put you back on the farm with the other animals, corral you, utilize you for what they can take from you, exploit you. And wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you are had. Ah. But now we come to the primary victory. Consent. A silent weapon system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal, but not lawful, necessarily, force. Much information is made available to silent weapon systems programmers through that old Internal Revenue Service. This information consists of the enforced delivery of well-organized data contained in federal and state tax forms collected, assembled, and then submitted by slave labor provided by taxpayers and employers. Furthermore, the number of such forms submitted to the IRS is a useful indicator of public consent. You see, you have to consent to that. That is a voluntary form. This is an important factor in strategic decision making. Other data sources are given in the short list of inputs, which we've already talked about. Consent coefficients equals numerical feedback indicating victory status. The psychological basis. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without just compensation, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment, and it happens every day of your life. They are doing it with this property right here in Point, where my scribe speaks. Except we're fighting back. But it happens every day, and you allow it to happen. You think you own property? As long as there is taxation upon it, you do not own it. You hardly even are able to rent it. They can control it, and by the missing of one tax payment, they take possession. A good and easily quantified indicator of harvest time is the number of public citizens who pay income tax despite an obvious lack of reciprocal or honest service from that government in response to what you put in. It is not even going to service the government, it is going to service debt and interest payments on that debt to the banks. I had hoped to make it through this on this tape, but I'll have to run into another one, I guess. We'll look at the amplification of energy sources here, and then we'll have to change the tape. Because the next step in the process of designing an economic amplifier is discovering the energy sources. The energy sources which support any primitive economic system are, of course, a supply of raw materials and the consent of the people to labor and consequently assume a certain rank, position, level, or class in the social structure. That is, you know, to provide labor at various levels in the pecking order. And I'm sorry, I keep getting off the track. I started out reading this and obviously I can't stick with that. I get irate. I get passionate about this. You're in the ending death throes, precious ones, of this plan that has consumed you. So each class, in guaranteeing its own level of income, controls the class immediately below it. Hence preserves the class structure. No matter how you wish to speak of it, you do exactly this. And this provides stability and security. But it also provides government from the top down, which you have 100%. So here we have it. And here they say it. As time goes on and communication and education improve, the lower class elements of the social labor structure become knowledgeable and envious of the good things that the upper class members have. Now, mind you, they are not talking about education itself improving. Just as the education they are feeding you improves. They also began to attain a knowledge of energy systems and the ability to enforce their rise through the class structure. And this, in turn, threatens the sovereignty of the elite. So watch out. As long as they can control your education, they're safe. The minute you get enlightened and become knowledgeable in the truth and facts, you threaten the sovereignty of the elite. This is part of the plan to not allow you to do this. If this rise of the lower classes can be postponed long enough, the elite can achieve energy dominance, and labor by consent no longer will hold a position of an essential economic energy source. Here we'll just have to go on to tape 3. I'm sorry. I tried to keep it to two, but we didn't make it. This is side B of tape number two, and we were speaking of government sources, so let's look at the ones via intimidation. And of course, number one is the Internal Revenue Service. And remember, it is a private collection agency for private banking concerned, called the Federal Reserve and the World Bank. Then you have OSHA, O-S-H-A, and then you have the Census Bureau. So all sorts of threats come to you. If you don't follow these rules, I don't know what they tell you they will do to you, but you must not fail to fill in and send back your census form, for instance. And the principles of this or that citizens will almost always make the collection of information easy. If he can operate on the free sandwich principle of eat now and pay later, he'll fill out any form. If he can postpone paying while he has and uses. Other government sources are, hold your breath, surveillance of the U.S. mail. This has been going on, obviously, for a long time. If this was written in 1947, precious ones. Other government sources can include anything. Anything. Because the government now has access to everything. So let's look at the habit patterns of this programming as it's going on, and look at the strengths and weaknesses. Activities are looked at, such as sports and hobbies and so forth. And then, of course, this legal octopus that controls you through fear, anger. Your response, in other words. And, of course, if you have a crime record, it's there for them to use. They use hospital records, right down to when you are sensitive to a drug, that goes on record. Reactions to pain and so forth. They know exactly how to manipulate you through these things. Your psychiatric records, your fears, angers, disgust, adaptability, reactions to stimuli, violence, suggestibility, or hypnosis, pain, pleasure, love, sex, anything. They can do their little polls. They know what is the number one rated program, for instance, on the air, and it's violent. These days, it is violent, and you demand more and more and more violence. They have to show you more and more and more brutality, such as with Rodney King, to make you ultimately demand troops, military troops, federal troops, into your community. They can get records from your methods of coping, your methods of adaptability, and your behavior. They can find this out by the consumption of alcohol, consumption of drugs, entertainment, religious factors influencing behavior, and all other methods which are used to escape from reality. The payment modus operandi, the old MO, the pay on time, and so forth. So they look at the payment of telephone bills, energy purchases, that's electricity, gas, so forth, water purchases, the payment of loans, house payments, automobile payments, payments on credit cards, all are kept accurate track of and entered into data systems. They look at political activity and glean great amounts of information. Great amounts of information as to who are the troublemakers and who are the ones that will just go along with the plan. They look at, and from this activity they can discern belief systems, contacts, position, strength and weaknesses, activities, and projects activities. How you handle things. These are carefully monitored by responses as you go about fitting into these politically reactions or sensitivity areas. They get legal inputs for behavior control. They use any excuse for investigation, search, arrest, or employment of force to modify behavior. And you see, you have now voted in the ability of the enforcement arm to come in and literally search and seize right in your own home or on your private person. This is the first thing that one's going on probation or taking a lesser penalty from say a court. We'll have plea bargaining, and guess what happens? Or we will let you go to school, and we will put you on probation rather than make you serve. But first of all, you have to agree to give up all rights, and they will even say your constitutional rights. And you are subject to seizure of any goods on you, search at any time of your person or property, and you sign this away in exchange for this little bit of so-called freedom. So what else is open? Court records, police records, your driving record, any reports made to the police, any insurance information, and they even know anti-establishment acquaintances of yours. And every time you contact them. So let's look at the national input information. Mostly business sources. The biggest being the IRS, for instance. Prices of commodities. They go and check sales. They check investments in stock and inventory, production tools and machinery, buildings and improvements, and of course the stock market. Let's look at banks and credit bureaus. They can get credit information and absolute payment information. So you've got miscellaneous sources to fall back on. And these, of course, are the polls and surveys, publications, telephone records, and energy and utility purchases. They're all on record. They all go into the massive Big Mother computer. So let's look at a list of outputs. Now, we've gotten inputs. Let's look at the outputs. the outputs create control situations, the ability of manipulation of the economy and hence society, and control by control of compensation and income. And what is the sequence of this? It allocates opportunities. It destroys opportunities, controls the economic environment, controls the availability of raw materials, controls capital, controls bank rates, controls the inflation of the currency, controls the possession of property, controls in industrial capacity, controls manufacturing, controls the availability of goods and commodities, controls services, the labor force, and so forth, controls payments to government officials, controls the legal functions, controls the personal data files, uncorrectable by the party slandered, by the way, controls advertising, media content, material available for TV viewing, disengages attention from real issues, this is a biggie, engages emotions, creates disorder, chaos, and insanity, controls design of more probing tax forms, controls surveillance, controls the storage of information. Do you realize you're getting there, precious ones? This was a sequence. This was a sequence starting with allocation of opportunities, and now you're already up here. Creates disorder, chaos, and insanity. My gosh, you're there. Controls design of more probing tax forms. You're there. I mean, they even had to make laws to reduce the complexity of these tax forms. It controls or allows surveillance, and you welcome it. It controls the storage of information, and you welcome it. Develop psychological analysis and profiles of individuals, and you demand it so that you know who these criminals might be that they tell you are your enemy, while it's they themselves who are your enemy. They control legal functions, which is simply a repeat of controlling legal functions. You have no judicial system. They control legal functions, and you become helpless. Then this beast controls sociological factors, control of health options. This system preys on weaknesses. It cripples all strengths because you demand it. And it leeches your wealth and very substance. This list could go on because it covers everything. And you're there. They've accomplished all of that. All of that. And so what has been their strategies? Number one, keep the public ignorant and allow from that to get less public organization. Then they get access to control points. That's prices, check on sales. They control that. And from that they get required reactions to outputs, and then they get that feedback to use back against you. A major thrust is to create preoccupation, because this lowers defenses. A big one is to attack the family unit. And this gets control of the education of the very young. They give you less cash and more credit and more dolls. This is to get more self-indulgence, more data, and more control of you. They have to attack the privacy of the very church where you practice your religion, because this destroys faith in this sort of government. Your social conformity. This creates really computer programming simplicity, because they can just, in your strive for individualism, all you really do is go and become a part of the mass that is now proclaiming individuality. In other words, the one who cuts his hair in an Apache hairdo wants all ones are having the hairdo, you see. It becomes very simple. And you are, therefore, programmed to do that. Everybody's doing it, so I will do it too. They have to minimize the tax protest. And that's to get maximum economic data with minimum enforcement. You can see this orchestrated perfectly through a Leona Helmsley situation, where at tax time they come on and they hit big, and that brings all the rest of you little ones into line right fast. Even though it is unconstitutional, no due process of law, no consideration for those things, just brute force and power. They have to stabilize the consent coefficients so that you have total simplicity in the entire mechanism, you see. They have to have tight control over the variables involved. This gives simpler computer input data, and in return, greater predictability, and pretty soon total predictability. They have to establish boundary conditions. This simplifies problems, and it gets solution of differential and difference equations. They have to have proper timing. This causes less data shift and less blurring of the focus. You have to have minimum resistance to any kind of control. It really helps, you see, if you can require that the mass of the populace rise up and demand control, which you are now doing. You see, you have come to the end of the strategy table. It's all worked so far. Because through this, they can get maximum control over you from every direction. Force and police control was what they were really looking for. And you began to give it back to them, you see, in Los Angeles last week. And they have to maximize that control to obtain their ultimate objective. And one of the ultimate objectives is collapse of the currency. Because when you collapse the currency, you get the destruction of the faith of the American people in one another. So let's look at the diversion, which is the primary strategy. And you'll note that experience has proven that the simplest method of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of basic systems principles on the one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. Now, how do you achieve this? It's achieved by disengaging their minds, sabotaging their mental activities, by providing a low-quality program system design. In other words, sloppy, nonsense, idiotic presentations in the design and in economics, and by discouraging technical creativity, by engaging their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities, by how? Unrelenting emotional affrontations and attacks, mental and emotional rape, it's called, by way of a constant barrage of sex, violence, and wars in the media, especially the television and in the newspapers. Are you there, America? And you give them what they desire in excess. You give them junk food for thought, and you deprive them of what they really need, and they'll love you. And next, you rewrite history. You rewrite history and law, and you subject the public to the deviant creation, thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to fabricated outside priorities. And you fall for it every time. Every time you fall for it. These things preclude their interest in and discovery of the silent weapons of social automation technology. Works every time. The general rule is that there is profit in confusion. The more confusion, the more profit. Therefore, the best approach is always to create problems and then offer the solutions. Then they will follow your solutions. They will ignorantly follow anything you present to them. So let us look at a little summary of this. In the media, you have to keep the adult public attention diverted away from the real social issues, and you have to keep them captivated by matters of absolutely no real importance. In the schools, you have to keep the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history. You have to write out what you don't want in the old history books and put in what you do want to better manipulate and make laws. And here we can utilize the subject of the German Holocaust or the Jewish Holocaust or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter whether or not it adds up mathematically. If it does not, you will make a law that requires that it be accepted. And that lie is then put into your history books. Now, I use that as an example simply because it is the most argued over example. And the most blatant laws have been made against being able to speak out against this orthodox view in favor of truth. So let's look at entertainment. You have to keep the public entertainment below the sixth grade level. Well, I look at it and I think that sixth grade level is very high. It is atrocious what has happened. You have made the fathering image, the parent image, totally stupid, laughable, except that it is so sad it is no longer laughable. There's a place for humor. And you have become a comedy of idiocy. Let's look at work. You just keep the public busy, 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 busy. And you don't give them time to think you know, when you're not at work, you are in front of that box, or you are out playing golf, or you are doing something. They must get you to the point where you never sit down to read and think. In other words, all they do is put you back on the farm with the other animals, corral you, utilize you for what they can take from you, exploit you, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you are had. Ah. But now we come to the primary victory, consent. A silent weapon system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal, but not lawful, necessarily, force. Much information is made available to silent weapon systems programmers through that old Internal Revenue Service. This information consists of the enforced delivery of well-organized data contained in federal and state tax forms collected, assembled, and then submitted by slave labor provided by taxpayers and employers. Furthermore, the number of such forms submitted to the IRS is a useful indicator of public consent. You see, you have to consent to that. That is a voluntary form. This is an important factor in strategic decision making. Other data sources are given in the short list of inputs, which we've already talked about. Consent coefficients equals numerical feedback indicating victory status. The psychological basis. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without just compensation, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment, and it happens every day of your life. They are doing it with this property right here in Point where my scribe speaks. Except we're fighting back. But it happens every day, and you allow it to happen. You think you own property? As long as there is taxation upon it, you do not own it. You hardly even are able to rent it. They can control it, and by the missing of one tax payment, they take possession. A good and easily quantified indicator of harvest time is the number of public citizens who pay income tax despite an obvious lack of reciprocal or honest service from that government in response to what you put in. It is not even going to service the government. It is going to service debt and interest payments on that debt to the banks. I had hoped to make it through this on this tape, but I'll have to run into another one, I guess. We'll look at the amplification of energy sources here, and then we'll have to change the tape. Because the next step in the process of designing an economic amplifier is discovering the energy sources. The energy sources which support any primitive economic system are, of course, a supply of raw materials and the consent of the people to labor and consequently assume a certain rank, position, level, or class in the social structure. That is, you know, to provide labor at various levels in the pecking order. And I'm sorry, I keep getting off the track. I started out reading this and obviously I can't stick with that. I get irate. I get passionate about this. You're in the ending death throes, precious ones, of this plan that has consumed you. So each class, in guaranteeing its own level of income, controls the class immediately below it. Hence preserves the class structure, no matter how you wish to speak of it. you do exactly this. And this provides stability and security. But it also provides government from the top down, which you have 100%. So here we have it. And here they say it. As time goes on and communication and education improve, the lower class elements of the social labor structure become knowledgeable and envious of the good things that the upper class members have. Now, mind you, they are not talking about education itself improving. Just as the education they are feeding you improves. They also began to attain a knowledge of energy systems and the ability to enforce their rise through the class structure. And this, in turn, threatens the sovereignty of the elite. So watch out. As long as they can control your education, they're safe. The minute you get enlightened and become knowledgeable in the truth and facts, you threaten the sovereignty of the elite. This is part of the plan to not allow you to do this. If this rise of the lower classes can be postponed long enough, the elite can achieve energy dominance, and labor by consent no longer will hold a position of an essential economic energy source. Here we'll just have to go on to tape 3. I'm sorry, I tried to keep it to 2. But we didn't make it, Tom.